League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. His mom was pretty hot. His mom was pretty hot. His mom was pretty hot. His mom was pretty hot.
I just care if his mom is hot.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't do that, you know?
Come on, go for a ride.
Come on, Digna, it's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I just heard Digna.
I'll give you a pump.
That's Digna from Wes Anderson's Bottle Rock. Awesome, awesome. Wes's first movie. Great movie.
I never saw that. You gave me the CD, and I did, for whatever reason.
Digna is... It's the first time that you see those two, the two brothers.
I'll give you a pump, he said?
Come on, I'll give you a pump. Yeah, because he's like, the bike's too small, Dignan. I'm not getting on. Come on, man, I'll give you a pump. Dignan is, they have the Lawn Wranglers.
What is this pump again with the pump?
You already know what this means.
I know what it means. It's stupid.
You don't know. No one ever Chicago, said that. Chicago, I never got to. But, it's if you get a chance to see Bottle Rocket, and of course, one of my all-time favorites.
Is that Jalen?
Rushmore?
That?
No, it's different.
No, it's different.
You know Rushmore was filmed here at St. John High School.
Yeah.
And Lamar High School.
Yeah.
You think St.
John's
what
is the
Jalen said to Christopher?
Yeah. Josh Christopher.
We don't talk about Josh Christopher here anymore.
We don't
say that. We don't talk about the incident.
What are you talking
from this summer? We don't talk about when that leak came out. We don't talk about that. Isn't it? Hey, the Rockets won last night. That's what we talk about. We don't talk about the Josh Christopher incident. We talk about good, clean, hard-nosed defense. We talk about a Spurs team with a Spurs. By the way, remember the player Wembanyama, as soon as he found out he wasn't going to Houston, remember how excited he got?
Yeah.
Never forget that.
Did he get booed last night because I didn't have the volume up?
No.
Why not?
We should boo
his ass every time he's here.
And
he didn't want to come to Houston.
Popovich thinking he's everyone's dad.
Okay.
Telling you how you have to act at a game. Screw the Spurs.
So if we had Wembanyama instead of Amen
Thompson.
How much better would we be?
Pretty good. We'd have that rim protector.
Is Wembanyama all that? Wembanyama, he's not affecting winning at all.
Wembanyama is a rim protector. He can block shots. He's not asked to do as much.
What did Cleveland do when LeBron's first year there?
They won.
I don't think they made the playoffs, but they were much better.
Well, they were the number one team, right?
They were terrible
when he got there.
Yes.
And he changed it.
Yeah.
Wembanyama hasn't changed it, it's the worst it's ever been. 17 straight losses.
Not yet, but I would also argue LeBron was physically mature.
This is the biggest draft pick since LeBron.
Dennis Lindsay told me on a phone call before the draft, we're talking about players. He said, it's going to take Wembanyama a while. I said, you don't think he'll just dominate? He goes, I don't think he'll win Rookie of the Year. I said, why not? He goes, he's not physically ready for the NBA. It's a much stronger league. And the kid is very thin. He's not strong. He's going to get pushed out of the block. He's going to have to play uncomfortable basketball. And he said, and then he's going to end up being really, really good. It's literally happened exactly the way Dennis thought. Like, I thought, I don't know. I mean, it's not like a bunch of bullies around the NBA. But it's true. Wembanyama is not comfortable with NBA with much bigger, stronger men. But LeBron came out as a grown man. He came out at the same age as a grown man. Wembanyama is like a giraffe. Just still getting his legs underneath him. So he's got to grow into his body type. I think it's different for a wing player and a post player, too. Because Yao found it in the same season. But Wembanyama will be fine. I'd still rather have Wembanyama than Amen Thompson. That's nothing against Amen Thompson. But Wemby is the long-term – he's the long-term sensation. And he's a guy that would handle blocking shots where Şengün just doesn't – like Şengün has to time everything. Wemby is just long. So it would be great if you had Wembanyama. As a matter of fact, I will deal right now. Amen Thompson, Jalen Green for Victor Wembanyama. Who says no?
Okay.
Take it, guys.
I mean, look at Jalen Green's winning. He's not.
Yeah.
Here's a legitimate question. I think that Dell, and you can maybe chime in on this. How would Snacks do in the Kyle Shanahan offense?
Terrible.
I don't know if Snacks can throw on time.
You don't think Snacks
he's
can gotta
throw be able to throw on time?
Well,
he's got a bad attitude.
Is he the one who doesn't show up to school?
Never. He'd never show up.
Oh, then he's going to be terrible in the offense. He would miss meetings,
Shanahan
everything.
Would hate him. He'd be late to meetings. He won't miss them. He'll be late to them. Well, and he gets zeros too. So
yeah.
He would. Shanahan would not be able to deal with that.
Snacks would not do well.
You got to have some.
I mean,
discipline.
Everybody does well in the Shanahan offense. Your kid can't.
No,
he's undisciplined.
He's undisciplined.
Oh my God!
And you know what? Honestly, I think Jimmy G was just okay in that offense. There's nothing special about Jimmy. He had a bunch of weapons too.
God, I'm so sorry.
You think Jimmy G's weapons were great? Or you think he had good weapons too?
He had
same weapons.
Yeah, except for Ayuk coming into his own. But he had Debo and Kittle.
And he had a better version of Kittle.
He didn't have Christian McCaffrey, though. He did not have that.
Right, but he had Elijah Mitchell. He had...
Mostert.
Yeah, he had Mostert. Oh, man, he had dudes. Jimmy Garoppolo had plenty.
He did, and he won. Jimmy Garoppolo won. That's what he does.
Was it like Brock Purdy?
No, but he also didn't have McCaffrey.
The most touchdown pass, he did have a 27-13 year.
2-1.
27-13, yeah. 7-5, 20-12. This is with San Francisco. 20-12 is when he had all those same weapons. He had Ayuk on that team. He had Debo. He had Kittle.
You talk about
20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, threw for 3,800 yards.
You guys would normally assume it's not great, but a 2-1 ratio is pretty is okay as a quarterback, right?
No.
It's not great. It's fun. Like, what Garoppolo did was okay. It's not great. You know, when it's even worse, when it's your season's play to coaches fired ratio, like Justin Herbert. He's played four seasons, and he's going to get a second coach fired. That's 2-1.
This is unbelievable how often he comes after Justin Herbert.
I know.
Think about it, though.
And this is not racial, guys. For those of you who say, Dale's going after, this is a Miami Dolphins thing.
Well,
he got so tired of Dolphins Twitter who backtracked and said, we should have had Herbert.
Think about it, though.
He is getting
four
guys
seasons.
No, he's and turning into a coach
two
killer.
Coaches fired.
He's head turning into a fired? Coach killer. You know why? Because he's not living up. He's not living up to his potential.
Well,
it's true.
I can tell you this: they're not using Eckler at all. They are. It's
well,
ridiculous.
It's a final year. They didn't want to pay him.
I mean, a final year of his contract. You'd think it would be. Well, and they're taking him out on third down. He's the best pass catcher they have, and they take him out on third down now for Kelly. It's just ridiculous. Trust me, I know about Eckler.
I figure there was a fantasy.
Well, I know it, though. Yeah. This is something that's true.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention to it.
Yeah, no, it's real. But they've always been kind of weird like that. Like, he's not a true – he's Kamara, but he's not being used like Kamara. He's a guy who's never – should probably never get you more than 12 to 14 carries at most, but should be getting a minimum of
seven targets
and should have a minimum of four catches every game.
Yep, absolutely.
And like, I think Devin Singletary needs to be more involved in the passing game. I think Singletary should be getting more catches, too, out in routes and things like that. That's one thing is you don't see it as much in this offense because it's not really based on wide receivers. Like, Christian McCaffrey's a special player. You'll get the ball in his hands. But to me, Devin Singletary needs the ball more often. And I love Damian Pierce so much last year. It's heartbreaking
Pierce,
to see Pierce become like a nothing this year.
Is Damian Pierce now happy that it's going to be Davis Mills because he's going to be the focus again of the offense?
Gets back to winning
football.
Get back
to Cully Ball.
Get back to Cully Ball.
Well, Lovey Ball.
Well, there was Damian Pierce, he only had Lovey Ball.
Yeah.
Mills has been lucky to have three head coaches in 3 years.
So, and look at how he's progressed.
Or did he have Bill O'Brien, too? No.
No.
No. Yeah, three coaches in 3 years. Oh, phenomenal progression. He's turned into a winner.
Look at him. Every time he gets on the field, except last week, he wins. Every time he gets on the field. That's all he does is win, Davis Mills. He could win backup quarterback of the year. Ryan wants to give a pump. We don't want a pump.
He wants to explain that it's a thing.
It's not a thing. But okay. I want to explain about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Love HRP. You'll love HRP. You'll love what HRP does for your business. You don't do payroll. You don't know payroll. You don't know taxes. You don't know the Affordable Care Act. You don't know HR. That's not what your business is. Your business is whatever widget it is that you sell or your service or whatever it is that you do and you have employees. If you're the CFO, CEO, CFO, whatever C you are at your business, you, my friends, are the ones who need to take a look at how you're doing things. How is your, what's your 401k? Well, guess what? With the other admin companies, they're going to force a 401k on you. They're going to force an insurance package on you. They're going to force benefits packages on you. Not at HRP. They give you choices on that stuff. But they take care of your Affordable Care Act. They take care of your payroll, and they take care. And it doesn't matter. You got salary. You got commission. You got bonuses. You got all of these things. Guess what? And HRMP can do it. They do it all. The technology is second to none. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your company. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Or like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. How about this? Y'all, if you didn't see the game last night, you missed it. Tommy DeVito is becoming a sensation in New York. It's bringing Italian. It's like we're back in the in old Roman days. That's how important Italians are right now in this country. With Tommy DeVito, he's changing lives.
Didn't they get fed to lions?
No, that was the Christians, not the Italians. The Italians fed the people to the lions. Okay, and that's what Tommy DeVito is doing now. The rest of the NFL is finding out. Mess around, find out. Okay. And that's exactly what's happening. And you saw him with Tommy DeVito's dad. Sean Stellato is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's Tommy DeVito's agent. And boy, is he doing a job. Tommy DeVito is the sensation of New York, and this is the guy that is behind it. Sean, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Man, it's great to be here. You know what you guys talking about? This is it's a magical ride. You talk about me doing a great job with Tommy, but I'm also a family friend. You know, we keep it in a family. That's real love. It's a real great American success story, and I couldn't be prouder to be associated with a guy that's this talented. Honestly, I mean, people act like this is some flash in the pan. It's not going to be a flash in the pan at all. What it's going to turn into is going to be a lot of people really sad that they passed.
Oh, no. I don't know. We lost Tommy. We lost Sean. You got to get a better phone or something. I don't know what the hell. Dell, why did you hang up on him? Because he's Italian?
I didn't hang up on him. I think he heard the feds, so he had to take out the and snap that phone in half.
Well, let's hear he's back. Okay, let's get him back in here. Here's Sean Stellato. I don't know if the cops were after him. I don't know if he had, I don't know if something fell off a truck and all of a sudden he had to go. I don't know what happened. Hey, Sean, you back?
I swear to Christ, if you hang up on me again like that, you and I are going to have a problem. I just want you to know this. You show disrespect like that again, and I swear on my mother's grave, bless her soul, you and I, Nona's been dead for 5 years, and I swear I will avenge her memory and come down there and smack you across your face. You hang up on me again like that.
I didn't really hang up on you, but that was something happened to the phone, but okay. Sean, I mentioned it earlier. I think Tommy DeVito and Lynn Sanity, I mean, the same kind of thing going on here. I think not Tommy DeVito close. Could be bigger.
Nah, it's not even close, pal. He's going to be a lot bigger than that guy. And when you look at it, I mean, did Linsanity get a mom and Tommy cooking cooking situation at Italy. You know that? He's going to be out there at Italy.
Italy's the best. Yeah, no, Italy's the best. And the cutlets, I mean, you already got him a cutlet deal. Look at you.
Listen to me when I tell you this. For the first 100 people to get out there to Italy, can of Marzano tomatoes is on Tommy. Hey, this is, I tell you what, man, this guy is, we did deals with, he's bringing people together, and that's.
Okay, that's all. That's all. Unfortunately, that was Sean Stellato.
Are the phones being tapped?
I don't know.
Is his phone being tapped and he had to hang up?
Maybe the feds are. No, don't even
answer.
We're
done with you, Sean.
We're done with you, Sean.
Sorry.
Sean, forget about it.
You're not dependable.
Yeah, you didn't. Your phone sucks. Forget it. Forget it, Sean. We're done. 713, Ryan, if you want to come in and talk about a pump, you're more than welcome to do that. We're done with Sean Stellato. All right, done. Tell Sean, thanks, but no thanks. It was, and by the way, it was riveting, by the way.
I'm not sending you my address. You know, he's not happy about me saying we're done with him.
Get Sean out of here.
I'm not sending you my address.
Get Lance back in here because that was terrible.
He kept yelling at me. Send me your address. He's calling back.
Hey, no, tell him that. We don't want to talk to Sean anymore.
I told him. He said, send me your address.
It wasn't that great when he was on, let alone the hang-up.
To be fair, hey, the star in that whole group is Tommy, not you.
Yeah, the star was the phone hanging up on him.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth.
The phone knew better.
Tell him. Yeah, the phone had more sense than this whole thing.
Yeah, the phone's like, hey, it's not so great. What are you guys doing? It's not great.
It was a laugh a minute. Get in here, Sean.
Yeah, or whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is. Yeah, forget about it. Forget about it. 7137, that was the worst one we've done, I think. Tell him we're done with
now that. Now he's cursing at me.
Okay, good. Tell him we're done with
Send
that.
Send me your effing address is what he just said.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him, all right? 713-780-3776. Get Ryan in here, and let's hear what Ryan thinks a pump is, okay? If you guys want to get in, you're more than welcome to get in here. Hey, tomorrow is our golf tournament. And by the way, while we have a minute here, we love our people. Everybody who is contributing to this thing, thank you so much. It's kids' meals is going to benefit from it. Is it kids' meals? Yeah, it's kids' meals. The tournament takes place tomorrow. There are still some openings if you want to get in. Everybody's going to receive St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue, dinner from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony. Come on. ESPN975.com, and it's under the promotions tab. So come on out. We still got a room for it. Let's get Ryan in here. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Yanni Grant?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Hey, look, so I don't know how you do it in Chicago or how you boys did it in Chicago, but when we were younger, we had these things called pegs, and we would put pegs in the front and pegs in the rear, and you can give your homeboy, if he wasn't riding, if he didn't have a bike, you can give your homeboy a pump from the rear or from the front, and you could take them all the way home with pumps.
Yeah, you're sticking pads up there in the rear.
Or you can pump two at one time. No. You can pump one in the front and pump one in the back.
Yeah, see, that's all.
And it was the greatest thing ever. I even received some pumps. I'm just saying, Johnny, you didn't have the fresh childhood.
We didn't do that.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we didn't do that in Chicago.
First of his name, shoulder hurts. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah. All right. Pumps in the front, pumps in the back.
Yeah.
You were even received a couple pumps.
All right, that's all.
We're not called. No, Tom. How did he get my number? How did Sean get my number?
Did you see what he said? Called us?
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
It was Sean.
It's your phone.
It wasn't that good.
And it wasn't that great to begin with.
Three times. It wasn't that good.
The phone knew better than we did.
By the way.
He's calling back.
The whole thing wasn't that good. Sean, get back in here.
Yeah, Sean.
It wasn't that good.
Or go talk to Tommy. I don't know how we're playing this bit, but stop calling in.
Yeah. Michael is here. Let's get Michael in here. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, John? Hey, Mr. Stellato sounded like he was from Chicago.
The whole thing wasn't very good, if you want to know the truth there, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you keep talking about DeVito and then Brock Purdy. you know, Brock Purdy has got like a minimal NFL salary, and he lives in San Francisco, like the most expensive city. Do you think Brock Purdy lives in a hostel? Because I don't think his mom is from Chicago or from San Francisco, but
I don't know how he's living there.
One more.
He's living with the roommates, what we know.
Yeah.
Is he? He's got a roommate?
Yeah.
He'd have to. You can't live there on $700,000 or whatever he's making. I don't think he's making that.
I knew a girl who lived there. She had three roommates, and her rent was still like $2,700 a month. It was insane.
That's my daughter in New York right now. Same thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, hey, I had a Texans question for Lance and for you, John. What do you grab in the off season for free agents as far as positions, and what do you grab in the draft? Because, we obviously are going to have some cash, but this roster is still the roster is kind of trash. The performance from the Jets game, I mean, that was ridiculous, but I just want to get y'all take. So thanks, man.
By the way, Brock Purdy could afford it. He makes $889,000. But half of that is gone. So maybe even more than half of that is gone.
And he's decided, let me live with a roommate until I get that deal.
Well, no, he's going to get that deal, though. I think priority one, if you want to know the truth, I say get another receiver.
I think you do that. And
offensive line.
DeMeco has his way, you find yourself a big-time linebacker. I don't know what that is, if that exists in free agency, but you go draft one because his defense – the way he runs it needs one, and the Jets game is one game, but we've seen those linebackers throughout the year not live up to the standard, certainly those 49ers linebackers set.
Did you see Christian Harris's number? 11 targets, 10 receptions, 91 yards against Christian Harris was in coverage.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Denzel Perriman is terrible in coverage. I think you got to get – listen – I think you re-signed Jonathan Greenard. I think you're pretty good on the back end.
You can pay a receiver in free agency if you want T. Higgins or Mike Evans. I think they're both free agents. I guess you got to draft the linebacker because I don't think you want to pay big money to a free agent.
Bring somebody off over the ball from San linebacker. Francisco. Where's Greenlaw?
I don't know where he is as far as contract.
I mean, if you can get one of those guys that know the system. Greenlaw is making four or five this year.
He's only 26, so he's not old.
He's an unrestricted free agent. He's got a deal. The club declined his deal for 2024. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Maybe the Greenlaw's the guy. As long as there's not Big Dom on the sideline, he'll stay in game. So
yeah, no, he I like it. I like his intensity. I like Greenlaw. That's a real possibility. You get rid of some of these guys, maybe fringe guys, and you bring in a real guy like Greenlaw. I could certainly see him paying some money for that. What would he cost? 10, 11 a year?
Ooh.
He's making 4 or 5 now.
Yeah, he's on the books. I'm looking at SpotTrack. They have him on the books for 8.1 in 2024.
The club declined his option in 2024.
Okay. Interesting. Because they still have him on the books at 8.1. So I guess if that's not a thing, then he's certainly someone we can target. I don't know why Sean keeps calling. Isn't there a show for someone to do?
Or
at least to talk about John Daspit.
Yeah, that would be something if we could get him in here. If we could get somebody in here into the studio to talk. Maybe he wants to do it over the phone. I want to tell you right now.
I'm not giving you my address. Come in here.
I want to tell you right now about the Halal Guys and the Halal Guys big tournament that's coming up this Saturday. If you want to go, how about this? This is this Saturday, December 16th at Toyota Center. And it's fabulous. Look, UT is going to be playing LSU at 11 a.m. And then U of H and Texas A&M at 1:30. It is a doubleheader of fantastic basketball right here in the city of Houston at Toyota Center. If you're looking for the best way to have a big time, toyotacenter.com, toyotacenter.com. If you're a college basketball fan, you have to go there. If you're a fan of any of these schools, do you want the other schools drowning out your school? No. You want to be there. And if you go to LSU or you're an LSU fan, you're going to want to stick around for the second game because U of H and Texas A&M is as good as it gets in college basketball. That's real good basketball. That's big time ball. So if you're looking for something to do, 11 a.m. and 1:30, UT, LSU, U of H, and A&M, all at toyotacenter.com. That's toyotacenter.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball. Give it the ball.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Should there have been a... And Quinton Williams said, we haven't even talked about this. Should there have been a penalty on that play?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
I've seen those called for a lot, on a lot less yes. people. Yeah, I think Will Anderson's any worse?
No.
Okay, there's your answer.
And he landed on him, the head, you know, it was well after the play was over. I mean, he put his full weight on him and threw him as hard as he could to the ground. Quinton Williams, I mean, I don't, Juice is too young to be doing this, okay? Trying to handle Quinton Williams by himself.
He's not ready for that.
He's not. But they didn't get a call. His head slammed back. He was laying on the ground. He immediately grabs his head. I think there's little to no chance he plays this week, right? I know Derrick Henry did.
Yeah, I don't think there's a great chance.
No. It's just, it is, it was just the worst play that we've seen this year. That, there's two, back-to-back weeks. We had the Tank Dell play, and now we got this play. Back-to-back weeks. The long-term health of CJ is the most important thing. Quite frankly, you know what? If it would be disappointing if they don't win another game. They've already hit their over.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit over on our expectations all year long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you be – I mean, I don't think I would be all that. I'd be like, oh, well, you know what? I would like to see them win more games, and they probably – I would like to see them have a winning record. If they go 2-2 in these last two games, they'll have a winning record.
Well, the CJ thing has made me losing the way you did to the Jets. CJ getting hurt. I'm now like, okay, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
I'm not really thinking playoffs anymore. I know they're really in the mix for sure. If they beat the Browns, you know, if they take care of their business, beat the Titans. Yeah. I mean, they still control their own fate. Honestly,
I give them very little chance. That line is off the board right now. If CJ doesn't play, I think the Titans move up to about a 6-point favorite.
They should.
No, yeah. with the wide receiver group that they have, with the offensive line difficulties.
Backup quarterback, yeah.
No ability to run the football. How in the – especially, look at the problems that the Titans gave the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean
– it's true.
Holy
And that's
crap.
The Dolphins.
That's the Dolphins.
Although, I would argue the Dolphins' O-line is just okay. I don't know that I love their O-line. I mean, it's well, okay.
I told you, we talked about it earlier, they were without four starters at the end of the game. Connor Williams, who's actually the transition center, has been pretty good for him. He got hurt early in the game, so they had to move the guy who was backing, who was playing in place of a starting guard to center. So, the Dolphins' O-line hasn't been healthy really all year. But it showed itself late in that game against the Titans.
It was, and guess what? This, and that's even without a Jeffrey Simmons. And I just think that I don't give the Texans much of a chance at all this week. As a matter of fact, the Titans might be the play this week as far as fantasy football goes.
Or do you think the Titans? How do I put this delicately? That was their last shot. That was them circling the wagons after that bad loss at home to the Colts.
I don't think so. They don't quit on Vrabel.
But I don't think they would just lay down for the Texans, but maybe that was their last best shot, the emotional win on Monday after being down two scores, the miraculous win, and then they'll revert back to being what we know them to be.
They got the Texans to make them well.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Davis Mills is and with this wide receiver group is just not a good look. it is not, it's not going to be easy at all for this football team. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Rockets won last night. This is our last segment of the day. The Rockets won last night, took care of business against San Antonio. If they weren't booing Wembanyama, that dude needs to be booed. On draft night, he was relieved that the Rockets, or when the ping pong balls
came lottery
out,
night, yeah.
The lottery night, he was relieved that the Rockets were not able to get him.
He's from France, and what was the reputation of the Rockets before Ime got here?
Yeah, it was bad. But still, he didn't have to show that on TV.
He was just excited. He's like, yes.
Yeah. Excited yes. not to be.
Excited not to be here? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there is something to that. Actually, there is a little bit something to that. Looking through, there are a couple of stories about cities. And the greatest, okay, what do you think the greatest city in the world is?
All right, now it's probably San Francisco.
It's not, although San Francisco is in the top 100.
Shut up.
San Francisco
is How do they make it in the top 1,000?
I have no idea how San Francisco is.
Okay, human feces, rampant crime, unlivable prices. You just untenable pricing structure.
Yeah, but they got Brock Purdy.
And a bunch of idiots. Yeah, they do have Brock Purdy. That's true. I'll bet you he doesn't live in San Francisco.
Can't afford it.
No, he can't.
No, who can afford it?
Not on a rookie contract. And it's a rookie. It's a seventh round.
We found
out. I guarantee you Brock Purdy cannot afford to live in San Francisco.
In the third year of his deal, you said he was making like $800K, John. Is that what he's making?
Not
enough.
He's
making, $890, I think.
So almost $900,000.
Almost $900,000. But
take 55.
That's minimum. Take 55. Minimum salary there.
Take 55% away.
So you can't live on $450,000 a year in San Francisco?
Not in San Francisco.
Yes,
you can.
Yes, you can.
Not in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah, $450,000, you can.
You can.
Yes. I will tell you from personal experience,
you
will not be able to.
Yes, you can.
Him by himself, not with a wife and kids, he couldn't.
By
himself, he could.
$450,000, yes, you can. I know on this show.
You could on the perimeter.
We take shots at that city.
You could in the perimeter. You can't inside the city unless he's... Yeah. Not like an NFL quarterback.
So no poor people live in San Francisco?
Everybody in the city is making over $1 million.
Do you know that you have roommates?
No.
There are poor people.
$450,000.
There are people you would consider poor who live in San Francisco.
All right. The best city in America ranked. This is a ranking by the world's top 100 cities. It's a ranking by, in 2023, Paris is the number one city in the world. Those dirty Frenchies. I don't like them. I'm sorry.
What city could be named that you would actually agree with beyond Houston?
Number two is Dubai, and we all know what's going on there.
Let's get to a city that you accept.
Madrid.
Oh, there it is.
That's number three.
You think it should be number one.
Madrid is number three. Yeah, I love Madrid. Tokyo's four. Amsterdam, Berlin. Rome is seven. New York is eighth. Barcelona's nine. London, 10.
So New York is the only American city in the top 10?
In the top 10, the only American city. The next American city is Los Angeles, and that's at 19. Get this. The next city is Orlando at 25.
God, I would never want to live
Orlando.
There. That's terrible.
Kind of stupid. Toronto's like, well, they kind of, we own them.
Well, they're not actually American.
But they kind of are. Las Vegas is 34th. Miami's 35th. Good city. San Francisco, 42nd.
So it beats Houston. Where's Houston?
Houston is not even on the top 100, which is the stupidest.
Houston is I've learned that Houston is a disrespected Texas city.
It absolutely is. Now, Houston is on a list, though.
Not a good one.
It's a list of the top 10 most compassionate cities and the least compassionate cities in the country. Most compassionate cities. Okay, so the metrics are, three main categories. Caring for the community takes into account civic engagement, the share of residents who take part in fundraising and rates of violent crime and pedestrian and traffic fatalities. This plays into whether or not you're compassionate. Mm-hmm. You run people over in the street, okay? Caring for the vulnerable, think poverty rates, rehab centers per capita, animal protection laws, and all of that. Number one most caring city, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of lefties up there in Wisconsin, yeah.
Actually, well, Madison's pretty.
Well, in Madison, very, yes. Yeah. Liberal college liberal. Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way.
Boston is number two.
Well, as compassionate?
As compassionate. Caring for the workforce and all that.
I guess they didn't talk to Adam Jones.
New York fourth with all of their government deals. New York is fourth. Least caring cities? Birmingham, Alabama.
Big surprise.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Memphis, Tennessee. Detroit. Fifth least caring? Houston, Texas.
Is that because of you?
I care the most. Hang I brought on. Us up from the
what do you
100.
Mean, what do you mean least? Oh, least caring like took in an entire city after a after a hurricane.
That, right, that's right. Old. That's old stuff, though. You.
That's not old stuff.
You're bringing up old stuff.
They're taking in people all the time. Mm. Catholic Charities. My daughter goes and works at soup kitchens for her birthday. I'm going to tell Marty we're the least caring and watch her.
Well, least caring
number
city.
Fifth.
Yeah.
That's bullcrap.
That's a bullcrap.
You think Dallas cares about anything?
Nothing. Dallas, that's all they care about is their chotch shirts. They don't care about anything about people.
By the way, $3,900 a month for a 570 square foot apartment in San Francisco.
Okay, that's 40.
One bedroom.
$3,900.
And it says
$50,000 a year, and like, you got $400,000.
Like $800,000. What do you think it is? $800,000 in San Francisco equals if you made $800,000 in Houston, you would have to make $1.52 million.
And do you think you could live okay at $1.52 million?
In San Francisco?
At $800,000 here, you think you could live okay?
Here, yeah.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Right. San Francisco, not so much.
but he makes $900,000.
No. Hold on. So you would have to make
$900,000 he makes.
I'm telling you. Okay, so here's the cost of living.
So that apartment is $3,900 a month for 500 square feet. That's $50,000 a year. And he's bringing home over $400,000. I think he could do it.
I also don't think he's going to live in a one bedroom apartment as a starting quarterback. He's not going to live like that as a starting quarterback for an NFL.
The point remains. The point remains that Brock Purdy ain't living like Trent Williams, but he would be fine.
He'd be fine. But it's not the money that you're thinking it is.
No. We don't think rent.
You said you can't even live in the city.
Okay, rent and housing.
When you make $900,000, yes, you can.
Compared to national average, it's 202% higher. Over there.
We are not debating how expensive
utilities,
it is.
Utilities, 33% higher. Food, 30% higher. Healthcare, 29%. Transportation, 36%. Goods and services, 22%.
What about cleaning your shoes from all the poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the fee on that?
Right.
What's the fee structure?
Okay. Boy, you said something ugly to me and him on this.
Yeah, he was
I didn't
very
say anything.
Mean.
Oh my God.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
Wow. It was ugly.
Sean did.
A couple things. Sean did. You call us a C word and not a good one.
You got to talk right now. Instead of saying ugly words like that, I need you to talk about underdog. Nice words.
Good. I'll say nice words about underdog because they're making the games more fun. How much more fun is it right now when you're watching your basketball games on just a Tuesday morning? You're watching on a Tuesday morning and all of a sudden, a Tuesday afternoon and all of a sudden, you're on your app at Tuesday afternoon. You're seeing these players, right, on the Pick'em Challenge. You say, oh, rebounds, he's not going to get those kind of rebounds. They're going to be all over the boards. They're not a good rebounding team. You start looking at stats. You say lower. Then you see a three-point total. You're like higher. And before you know it, you've picked five different players. And if you hit all five of those higher or lower, you're going to win 20 times your original play. This is really great. All you have to do is go to underdogfantasy.com on your laptop or simply go to the App Store and download Underdog Fantasy. And what's great is when you use promo code Lance, they will double your initial deposit up to $100. They're going to double that when you use promo code Lance. So you have to use promo code Lance. And in the spirit of holidays, Underdog is doing daily promos over the site formerly known as Twitter. So follow at Underdog Fantasy and be on the lookout for ways to win a Nintendo Switch and many more. This is starting this Monday, so do not miss out on this. Or actually, it's starting here coming up right now. So go follow at Underdog Fantasy. At Underdog Fantasy. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to the website ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tiff just plopped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird.
it's weird.
News of the weird.
News. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Is this kid, he's trying to finesse the game. Your kids, they don't like to go to school. They want to come home early, right?
Yeah, of course.
Have they ever called in a fake school shooting?
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
My kids Marion are
County
lazy.
Sheriff's
not
Office
bad.
Said a boy made a deceptive 911 call from a friend's unattended cell phone revealing his motive. He wanted to leave school early. Do you feel like that's a good way to get out of class?
By the way, he is no longer a friend of mine if he's using my phone to make that call.
Right.
Well, he didn't want to use his own.
I know why he did it, but don't use my phone. Don't trace that back to me.
Yeah. A Nashville woman is suing a local barbecue restaurant because the smell of grilling and smoked meat is a nuisance. Do you feel like the smell of smoke? I love the smell of smoke.
I do too.
Is it because she can't keep from eating?
Is she vegan?
She must be vegan or some crap. Yeah. I'm sorry, but
that's your personal choice.
Then you know what? Move.
Yeah.
Move. How's that?
She's suing them for having for smelling like wood, burning wood?
Yeah.
Because that's what barbecue is.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great smell.
I would love to live next to
the best smells this country offers.
Unless it's really crappy barbecue, right?
Still is.
But would it smell bad?
No. It's still going to smell good.
Scientists
are smelling wood that reminds you of barbecue.
Scientists are making virtual reality goggles for mice so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird.
Why?
Do you feel like a mouse?
Why would a mouse want that? Why are you trying to torture
the
mouse?
Could you imagine if you're a mouse and you're like, what the?
Why are you torturing mice?
That's all it is. That's all you're doing. Why are you doing that to the mouse?
It's got
to
be the weirdest thing.
We want to be able to
simulate an incredibly
dramatic,
see if we can simulate a heart attack. See if we can get you to have a heart attack.
And they're making mouse-sized goggles,
well, I'm sure
too?
For something. I'm sure it's something for...
Yeah, they're testing it on mice for us.
Mice-sized goggles?
Yeah, you're making little-ass goggles for the mice, too.
And so they...
So you can torture
you
them.
You probably just have to put a little helmet on.
Scientists are bad people.
No. This is probably to help us somehow.
But they're testing it on mice.
They're not just doing it for fun.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're probably just
doing
it for fun.
It's not somebody doing it to go viral.
So a Genoa barbershop was arrested for selling drugs. You know how they caught him? There was the barbershop owner was dealing drugs out of his barbershop in Genoa, Italy.
Okay.
Apparently, there was an unusual number of bald, beardless men going into the barbershop, and they took note. They're like, hey, what are you guys going in there for?
That cannot be the reason.
That's how they got caught. If you're going to go to a barbershop to buy drugs, grow a beard.
Do something.
All right? A new study says the average American doesn't start drinking responsibly until age 29.
When did you start drinking responsibly?
I really brought that way, way up. Right?
TBD.
I still haven't.
Look at your rundown and see what
TBD.
See what spot's coming up.
TBD.
Oh, how about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? You want to drink responsibly? I don't. You can do what you want.
You to drink responsibly. Yeah. Coors Light does not want you pushing your irresponsible narrative out there.
I'm sure they don't. But you do what you want. You be you. I'll be me.
Are they the boss of you?
Yeah. So, no, they're not. Nobody's going to be the boss.
Coors is kind of the boss of him.
Kind of the boss. A little bit.
No, Coors, I'll take Coors as my boss. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Paul Gallant is next. We are going to be live at Wildcat tomorrow, right here on ESPN 97. We want you to come on up. There's still room for you to get into the tournament, so let's go. If you're looking for a great time tomorrow, we really appreciate everybody. St. Arnold's, Papa Charlie's Barbecue, Tex-Mex, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Y'all are awesome. We're raising money for kids' meals. We want you to come on out and hang out with us there. I want to, right now, tell you about, you can drink responsibly if you want. I don't. I'll do it the way I want to do it. You do it the way you want to do it. I'll do it the way I want to do it.
Do they want you saying that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they want. But I do know this. I want my Coors Lights. I'm going to have my Coors Lights. I love my Coors Lights.
And that's it.
And that's all there is to it. and I'm going to have probably more than my share, but that's okay. I've been hogging my Coors Lights for years now. I've been gluttonous in my Coors Light consumption. I'm fine with that. If you know what you can call, oh, you're a pig, John. Okay. All right. I've been called worse. You're a Coors Light pig. Okay.
Got called worse in a text earlier today.
Just a little while ago. Okay. So I'm okay with it. And you can continue to call me that. Look, if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, if you're looking for the best way to spend your time, I don't know what it is you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but make sure that you got a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light on hand for you and your buddies. I'm telling you, it's more and more and more and more. We were on a golf course this week, as a matter of fact. I'm like, hey, can I get a Coors Light? She's like, I'm out. I'm like, I love that. I love that you sold out of Coors Lights, but you got all those other ones in there. You know why? Because Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, with more nougat.
You and Lance didn't f*** for a year.
That's just because he dabbed all the time. Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.